Welcome to Something Different from OU Torah, where we give you something different for your learning day. There are quite a few whom we're obligated to honor. We have to honor Hashem, of course. We must honor a father and a mother. We must honor our teachers. We have to honor step-parents and older siblings. But do we have to honor our grandparents? And if we do, where does that obligation fall in the priority of whom to honor before whom? This is the question addressed by Rabbi Aryeh Kirzner in this excerpt from a shir entitled, Is There an Obligation to Honor Your Grandparents?, which appears in his series, Hilchot Kibud Av Ve'Em.
Is there a chiyuv for a person to be mechabed his grandfather or not? And if he is mechayev to be mechabed his grandparent, besides for his parent, who comes first? The parent or the grandparent? Who has precedence when it comes to the din kibud, the chiyuv to mechabed, the kibud of the father or the kibud of the grandfather? So this is actually a very fundamental machlekes in the Paiskim. There's a tshuva from the Ma'arik that the Ramah brings down in Yerodea Simen Reish Mem, where the Ma'arik was asked about a grandfather who passed away, and there was no one to say Kaddish. And the question is, could the grandson say Kaddish on behalf of the grandfather that passed away? That was the Shaila. So the Ma'arik says over there that the grandson, could in fact say Kaddish for the Zayda. However, he says, his Kaddish is no different than any other person saying Kaddish for this person who passed away, because there is no Chiyuv Bichlal for a grandson to be Mechabed his grandfather. He's rather treated as any old man, or if he passed away, at any person who passed away. There is no intrinsic Chiyuv Bichlal of Kibud from the Enochal to the grandfather. As I said to Marik, so you could say Kaddish just like anyone else, but don't think that there's a special obligation or mitzvah on the grandson to say Kaddish on behalf of the grandfather who passed away. That is the opinion of the Ma'arik, and the Ramah brings this down in Yerodea Simen Reish Mem. However, the Ramah disagrees with this psak, and the Ramah doesn't paskin like the Ma'arik. The Ramah says that there is in fact a chiyuv to be mechabed a person's grandfather. Just, says the Ramah, the chiyuv of being mechabed your parent overrides and supersedes the chiyuv to mechabed your grandfather. And if there's a question of who to mechabed, your grandfather or your father, the chiyuv to mechabed your father comes first. Now, what's the source of the Ramah to his psak? The source is a medrash in Parshas Vayigash that's actually brought down by Rashi al Torah. When Yaakov was being mispalled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was being mispalled that he was about to be makriv a karban. And in his tefillah, Yaakov invoked his father Yitzchak rather than his grandfather Avram. He said, Elokei Avi Yitzchak, when he was being mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when bringing the carbon. And therefore, says the Medrash, Mikan, from here we derive a Yisoid, that the chiyuv of the being mechabed a father comes before the chiyuv to mechabed the grandfather. And that's why Yaakov invoked Elokei Yitzchak, his father's name, rather than the name of his grandfather Avram, because the chiyuv of being mechabed your father comes before the chiyuv to mechabed your grandfather. Says the Ramah, it's mashma. Says the Darkei Moshe, it's mashma. That there is, in fact, the chiyuv also to mechabed your grandfather. It's just that the chiyuv to mechabed your father comes before that chiyuv. It's kaidim, but it's mashma, that it's not pshat, there is no chiyuv bechlal to be mechabed your grandfather. It's just that there's precedence given to the chiyuv to your father rather than the chiyuv to your grandfather. So therefore, that's what the Ramah paskins, that there's a chiyuv to mechabed your grandfather just as there's a chiyuv to mechabed your father. However, the chiyuv to your father comes before the chiyuv to your grandfather. It overrides it and supersedes it. That is the shita of the Ramah. And the Taz Taka says that the shita of the Ma'arik is very shver, because it's mefurish in this medrash that there is a chiyuv to mechabed your grandfather. It's just that the chiyuv to your father supersedes the chiyuv to your grandfather. But it's mashma, there is be'etzem a chiyuv to mechabed your grandfather. There's a third opinion, and that's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says like this. He says that if your father is alive and your grandfather is alive, the chiyuv to your grandfather comes before the chiyuv to your father. What's the pshat in that? Why should your chiyuv to your grandfather precede the chiyuv to your father? He says, because we have a Gemara in Yevamos Daf Hey, where the Gemara says that if, let's say, a father commands his son to be Mechal Shabbos for him, he says, please, cook for me a steak on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, the son should not listen to the father. Why? Says, because the Pasuk says, Ani Hashem, kul chayim chayov b'chvoidi, that there's a svara of hu v'avicha chayov b'chvoid Hashem, which means that since you and your father are both mechuyev to mechabed Hashem, are both mechuyev to honor Hashem, therefore, if your father tells you something and Hashem tells you something, the chiyuv to Hashem comes first, because there's a svara that hu v'avichas, you and your father are both mechuyev in the covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Gemara says, and therefore, if your father tells you something that's in conflict with the Torah, you disregard the command of your father and you listen to the Torah.
Like what you just heard? Hear the rest of that shiur and much more on OUTorah.org or by using the OU Torah app for iOS and Android.